I thought it was a really connected performance. We got the mixture right today, as we have done away from home pretty frequently recently. We made one or two changes enforced upon us. So I think dealt with it really well. It was tricky conditions. I thought we played sensibly. We had a bit of some good movement in our attacking play, which created good attacking opportunities, and we defended sensibly, and we had discipline with our play. So, you know, it's about what you do with the ball sometimes, and which sets you up for your defensive work. And we had good discipline with our attacking play, which then meant that we were all round about in the right place to defend, and it was a good performance.
Jordan Moore-Taylor down on the team sheet to start, and then doesn't, and of course McAllister then has to play right back rather than his normal left-sided position, but the team seemed to cope with that well.
Yeah, I mean it's always tricky when someone drops out in the warm-up. I mean, Jordan felt ill and his head was thumping and he had a headache, and I said, give it another 5 minutes, Jordan, and he said, like, I just feel too unwell. His neck was swollen. Anyway, so cut long story short, you have to make a quick decision, and I wanted to put a defensive-minded player on, so it was McAllister or Tilson. I looked at the conditions, and it was a slippery sort of unsure day in terms of your footing. I just thought Christian in at centre back was going to suit us defensively, just with his athleticism, and which then meant I asked Jamie to go and play right back, which he did. You know, he's a full back. I know he's a left sided player, but he did it very competently. And Aaron Davis, I have to say, was very assured in midfield. You know, he's been out the side recently. He's played in the reserves and been very professional about it. And that's what you get. You get the opportunity to come in and you take your 95 minutes like you did very, very well.
I suppose your only complaint at half time would have been that the fact that you weren't maybe two or three to the good, because it was a really good first half performance.
We missed a couple of really good chances. Lee Holmes missed the pick of them with a really good move, and Ollie Watkins early on, and we had one or two chances. Yeah, we did, and I mean, that's only I said to the players, we I'd like to have got a second there, but it wasn't to be. And I, you know, trouble with 1-0 is anything can happen in 10 seconds. You can see the first 30 seconds of the second half, the ball's gone up to the striker and he's played it round the corner, and Bosch is a shot, and it looked like a really good save from Bobby Leslie that first minute of the second half. It just shows you know, you can dominate a first half, and within 30 seconds they can pull it back, and Bobby did what he's paid to do, which is make some very, very good saves, and he did that today.
I mean, when you're looking around at man of the match performances from an Exeter City point of view, you've got Watkins and Taylor, who both performed very well, but those saves that Bobby made came at a really crucial time, didn't they?
Yeah, I think what is symptomatic of a good team performance is you've probably got the whole group of players all played very competently, and yet every now and then someone did something special, like that save from Bobby, or you know, or getting a goal or creating a goal. But actually, what puts it all together is a team performance, and I don't think there's any player in the park today.